Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, 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 Monday morning. I tell you, it is truly, truly a marvelous day, no matter what you're going through. It is truly, truly an awesome day. So we take authority over this day. We take control of our lives. We take charge of our personal and individual success. Oh, yes, we can make it happen. Now, today is Monday, February the 28th. Can you believe it? Oh, my God, the very last day of February. Right here, you made it. Congratulations. I made it, and I am so very thankful for that. But this is February. You know what that means. You know what that means. I know you're excited. I know you got to be excited about what that means. February the 28th marks just such a very, very important and exciting time. And one of the things that, in my mind, that I was so excited all day, you know, yesterday and even from parts of last week, you know how we do. We love to see things come, but boy, oh boy, do we love to see them go. But you know what? For every beginning, there's an ending. And for every ending, there's a beginning. So new beginnings are on the horizon. But one of the things I love about the end of February, that's right, you know, here comes March. And with March, we get springtime. Yay, yippee. So for all of those who are in the place where you want a new season in your life, you want something new in your life, you see, expect it, because spring, you know, brings about that concept of newness. It's going to be something new with this spring. And so it's March, and you know, we can't wait, and we want to savor each and every day. But boy, oh boy, can't wait for March 21st, because now, but tomorrow, officially tomorrow, Tuesday, we'll be able to say spring is in the air. Spring is in the air. So I'm excited about that. I don't know about you, but, you know, I like getting excited about anything I can. So we want to welcome you. Welcome you, welcome you, welcome you. Hope Harper there in Cincinnati, Ohio. You know, we're sad to hear about what's going on there, your storms and what have you, but, you know, sometimes God just gives us that little hiccup so we can have a day off or get a little break. Good morning, Mr. Paul Kiriazi, all the way over in Tokyo, Japan. Thank you for being with us for this part four of your four-part series on living the James Bond lifestyle.
Good morning, Coach. Calling in from Tokyo again for the final installment of our James Bond lifestyle mini-series.
Wow. Well, I don't want any delay in this. Everyone, you know, stay with us for the whole hour. Paul Kiriazi is going to be bringing it, part four. Oh, my God, I want you to have the full time. So, you know what, I just want to say good morning to Kiva and Elaine and Adele and all of those, and Mr. Versi, Ms. Virginia, Dancy, to those, and Ms. Deborah Calhoun down in, all the way down in Dallas, Texas, and those of Ms. Beverly and Marilyn, if you're tuned in this morning, we just want to say welcome, welcome everyone to the show. And Paul, I just got to move out your way because I know it's going to be hot, it's going to be on, and I can't wait to hear. So, Paul, take it away. Part four, y'all. This is part four.
Okay, great. Thank you, Coach. Coach just mentioned the big snowstorm. I hadn't heard about that, but it comes to mind that, you know, this kind of teaching, it smacks of positive thinking and, you know, positive feeling, and it does. But this is not a teaching of, you know, everything's wonderful, and it's Pollyanna, and we skip through the tulips, and we say, oh, here, Mr. Robert, come and take my wallet. You know, it's not about that, because nature's overall perfect, but sometimes the snows come, sometimes the rains come, and this kind of teaching will help you get through a particularly low cycle. So sometimes there are challenges. So this is not about, you know, just about positive thinking and positive feeling. And as we've learned, that's not enough. It takes risk action and more. Today we're going to talk about your mission, Bond on the Job, handling villains, and upgrading your life. But, you know, we were talking about money on the second show, and there's a nice little information that I had forgotten. You know, in the old days in Rome, the Roman soldiers were paid in salt. Now, I wonder if that comes to your mind, the expression, he's not worth his salt. So if a soldier wasn't good, they would say he's not worth his salt, he's not worth his pay. And the Roman word for salt was salarium, and that's where we get our word for salary. So it's a little information you can keep in your mind as you get a stronger relationship and a more personal relationship with money. It's good to study those money ideas. They have books on the history of money, the history of gold, which I've read a lot on, just to get that closer relationship. Now, on the we talked about the Bond girls and Bond guys dating on our third show, and I want to give you a tip from the world's greatest playboy. Now, no, not me. Did you see the movie The Adventurers? It was a Harold Robbins novel. Or you might have read the novel. Candice Bergen starred with Ernest Borgnine. The lead character named Dax Xenos was based on a real European playboy called Porfirio Ruberosi. I mean, I think they called him Ruby. And he had married a couple of rich women, and he just partied through the world, playing polo and just going to every party, you know, on the Riviera. Well, Sammy Davis Jr., singer and actor, got friendly with him for a while, and they went to a number of parties. And Sammy, at one point, he said, it was in his book, he just said, I was dragging after a couple of days, and I felt bad, I looked bad, and I was supposed to meet Ruby, that's Ruberosa, at the hotel lobby, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning. So I dragged myself there, and I wasn't feeling good or looking good, and there was Ruby standing there, looking great, perfectly tailored, clear-eyed, talking to people, you know, very happily. And Sammy said, "Ruby, how do you do it? You attend every party, play polo, date women, you go yachting, go to the casino day in and day out, yet you always look great and you're never tired. How do you do it?" And Ruby said, "What I do, Sammy, is pace myself. I never go to a party too early and I never stay too late. I only drink a little and I'm careful of what I eat. And even if I'm entertaining a woman, I always get my sleep." Unquote. Now, this is good advice for men and women, because it's not about partying. In fact, those of us that are listening to Coach Elisa's show, we're more about going to seminars and accomplishing our goals and working and enjoying that aspect of life. But what the advice that Ruby Rosa was giving Sammy Davis Jr. was about conserving energy. And this is true for men and women. So we don't want to, you know, necessarily go to every party or play polo, but we'd like to be good at our work and go to lots of seminars and give seminars and go traveling. And so once again, you know, that James Bond rule, you know, I always get my sleep. So conservation of energy. So that was just a story that I think is very important, because, you know, Bond is cool. And he's efficient. We see him efficient, and he's always conserving that energy. On the other side of that too, he's never petty. You never see Bond talk about petty things or complain about petty things. So we have to keep. If you can stay away from the petty, I mean, you're halfway there to the James Bond lifestyle. Now, one of the things on the relationships that I didn't get to cover was I call it all play and no work makes Bond a dull boy. Okay. And what does this mean? You know, a guy will, if he's got the money, take a girl out and they do lots of partying and they go lots of traveling. But at some point, the man has to go to work. He has to accomplish things, because at some point, women will say, "Well, he doesn't do anything." And women like to see men accomplishing thing, either in the workplace or as a freelance. So guys, at some point, sure, women like to have fun and be entertained, but they also want to see their men working. Okay, let's get on to our mission. Now, it's a goal, and I learned and was taught that anything we want that doesn't take away from somebody else, any goal we're feeling, desire, is right for us. Then we accomplish that goal and move on. Now, here's James Bond's four-step strategy. If you saw the movie On Her Majesty's Secret Service, that's the one that was George Lazenby's only portrayal of James Bond. He was looking for the bad guy, Blofeld. And you couldn't find them. So step number one, you have to ask. Okay, so he has to ask, where is Blofeld? You just can't do it all by yourself. Same now, think about this too. Say you want a special job, right? It might be in the music business, film business. It could be computer, anything. Say you want a job. How do you get it? Number one, ask. Number two, ask the right person. So in that movie, James Bond asks this man that was doing this hereditary, tracing your roots, and he knew the bad guy, Blofeld, was tracing his roots. So he went to ask the man who was tracing the roots. So he asked the right person. Okay, that person led him to the semi-gangster. Remember the next scene. And that was the right person to ask. Now, you have to be, step number three, be willing to give something. You just can't say, "Hey, give me a job. Hey, I want this. Help me with this." You have to be willing to give something. Now, in the Bond movie, the gangster was looking to get his daughter married, played by Diana Rigg. And he said, the gangster told Bond, "I can't help you, you know, working for the government, but I could help a future son-in-law." So Bond, you know, he kind of hints that he'll think about it. So then, step number four, the last one, continue asking other people. Okay, somebody will say, no, I can't help you. Don't continue asking that person. I mean, that's just becoming a pest. Continue asking other people. This four-step program nobody thinks about. Ask the right person. Be willing to give something. Make a deal. Hey, let me work. I'll work for free for you for a month, and you see what I can do. Or, hey, if you help me with this, I'll mow your lawns. It's a give and take. You got to be willing. So that's what a deal is. It doesn't mean to be some kind of strange deal or anything. Just it's give and take. Okay, now you're on your mission. What I like is Winston Churchill's, I think he had it was a six-word speech, and he was at Oxford University. He was going to give the graduating speech, and he was introduced. The introduction lasted 5 minutes long and by the president, and he introduced Churchill. Churchill got up, walked over to the mic. He gave a six-word speech and sat down. He was pretty smart. That's why the speech is remembered. And the six words were, never, 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 never give up. And we've talked about that. Bond's never going to give up. Okay, so very important. You know, going after the mission, your mission, is going to mean you're going to make mistakes. That's what risk is all about. Risk means it's not guaranteed. You're going to make mistakes. And the story I like is Babe Ruth. He was the home run king a couple of years. One year he was the home run king of the league, and he was also the strikeout king of the league. At the same time, he hit the most runs and had the most strikeouts. And, you know, when you strike out, oh, you got to make that humiliating walk back to the dugout. You know, it's not fun. But he was willing to swing away until he connected to the job. Now, a lot of us, going back to school, and it's maybe going to take 4 years, say college, and I've heard somebody say, I'm 38 years old. If I go back to school, you know, I'll be 42 by the time I graduate. Well, then I'll ask that person, well, how old will you be in 4 years if you don't go to school? Oh, 42. So don't let age stop you, or don't say I'll be such and such an age, because you're going to get to that age. You, if you want to go to school, you might as well go to school. You know, recently I heard commentary, Francis Ford Coppola, on he gives a lot of commentary on his DVDs of The Godfather, but he was saying all the risks that he took, and he said, you have this dream, and you know, if you quit, you already lost it. You know, and if you already lost it, you might as well go for it, because you already lost it anyway, so you might as well go for it. I've never heard it put that way, but it was very powerful. You know, you already lost it when you give up, so go for it. You got nothing to lose. So that's Bond's Bond is not going to give up. We talked about that extensively. And, you know, you're climbing this mountain, and it might be a financial thing to get a project done, or to get into a new house, or to, graduate from school, or get a skill, you know, go to computer school. And, you know, sometimes it gets tough, and it's usually financial. You know, that money paves the way for a lot of things, and when you're in a low financial situation, it's tough. And I always equate it to, you're climbing a mountain, and when it's sunny, run up that mountain, because the sun's out and the ground is dry. But when it rains or snows, then you got to walk up slowly on that mountain. And if it really snows you in, you got to pitch a tent and stay on the mountain. And it's going to stop snowing, and then you can start walking up again. But don't run down the mountain and quit. So think of it that way. But boy, when that sun is out, then it's time to run. Now, how much does luck have to do with it? Yes, you know, luck is very important. You know, is Bond lucky on his missions? Often he does get some luck. There's example that I like. In the year 1281, a long time ago, the Chinese Mongol troops were led by Kublai Khan, and they were going to attack Japan with 4,400 ships. Now, they talk about the Battle of Troy, the face that launched, you know, Helen of Troy launched 1,000 ships. We're talking about 4,400 ships. And they were heading for Japan, and they were going to win. I mean, there was no doubt about it. They had, you know, the Japanese general there with his troops and on the shore, and they just wasn't enough. The Chinese were going to win. Suddenly, there was this giant hurricane, and it sunk 4,000 of those 400 ships. Only 400 sunk 4,000 ships. 100,000 Chinese troops drowned in the largest sea disaster in history. And they never, of course, they never could attack Japan again. The Japanese named that storm Kamikaze. Now, does that sound familiar? Kami is God. Kaze is wind. God's wind. Later on, kamikaze was used for the suicide, you know, bombers in World War II that would crash into planes. That's where they got that. The government kind of talk about programming. They programmed all these young pilots. You are God's wind, and you know, it's great to crash your airplane for your government. So that's another story. But I can just imagine when that hurricane happened, that there are all those troops shaking in their boots, and they're standing there watching that, all those 4,000 ships being destroyed off the coast. And the Japanese general says, well, men, sometimes the best plan is to have a little good luck. So when you have good luck, you know, appreciate it, savor it, and, you know, use it. You know, sometimes we have a lucky break, like George Lazenby in getting that Bond movie, and then he threw it away. So it's another movie, Risky Business with Tom Cruise. And, you know, we're all always fearful. You know, Tom Cruise, he's a high school student in that movie, and he was, you know, fearful to go out on dates. He didn't want to do anything to hurt his chances to get into college. And his friend says, you know, sometimes you just got to say, why not? Why not brings opportunity. Opportunity gives you freedom, and more opportunity comes, and opportunity makes your life. And the guy tells Tom, so your parents are out of town for 2 weeks, you got the car, you're home alone, why not? If you can't say it, you can't do it. So sometimes you really prepare. You prepare everything. You got, you know, your budget, and you got your business plan, and everything's prepared. At some point, if that's what you want to do, you're going to have to say, you know, why not, and go for it. You know, you can take in a lot of seminars and read a lot of books. At some point, you have to take action, because it's like a guy who's, you know, brings a lot of lumber to a building site, and he keeps bringing lumber and lumber. And he says, wait till you see what I'm going to build. But he never starts building because he's bringing lumber. That's like, just keep going to seminars. You know, and seminars should support you at every level. You go to a seminar, read success books, but at some point you have to take action. Speaking of that, a lot of seminar teachers will warn you about the book, The Secret. And I enjoyed that book, and it made me excited. But I could see the problem with that book as well. You know, it proves the scientific fact that when we think of something, we attract it. So it gets a lot of people this false sense of security that all they have to do is think of something and they attract it. It sometimes that does happen, but you know, 90% of the time, it's going to take risk, action, and improving yourself. So that's why a lot of these success teachers, they say, be careful. You know, of the secret, because it, yes, it proves the power of thought and magnetism, but it doesn't tell you about taking action. Now, here's the thing about that I really like: your James Bond fantasies become your reality. You know, I know a lot of men, they say they want to go down to Jamaica, where the Dr. No waterfall is. Take their wife or family or girlfriend, see that waterfall. I got a couple of Bond lifestyle agents that have actually bungee jumped off the GoldenEye Dam. It's a big water dam. I think it's the tallest in the world. It's in Switzerland. And Pierce Brosnan, when he first played Bond. He dove off that dam, bungee jumped off the dam, and they have it where you pay money and you can go to that dam and make a reservation and bungee jump. A couple of my guys have done it. But, you know, just like The Secret, a lot of people say, I just want it to happen. You know, I just want to magically, you know, be in Jamaica and magically, you know, find a girl to take and or magically find them. I just want it to come. Well, you know, they say by chance, you know, it's not going to come by chance. And it's interesting, it's a dream to say go down to that waterfall or take your family to Disney World, you know, for a week or two. It's a dream, it's a fantasy, but to make that fantasy happen, it takes all this mundane work. You got to make a budget, you got to find the money, you got to call for the reservations of the hotels and the tickets, and you got to learn about, you know, how Disneyland works and to get the Hopper Pass, and all that's available on the internet, but you got to do all these mundane things. Now, to me, they're exciting, but a lot of people, they're mundane. If it's foreign travel, you got to go stand in line and get your passport. You know, a lot of people give up. First, they give up with the money. Then later on, it's like, oh, I got to get a passport, or I got to get this and that. So we have to force this dream, and it's no, you know, this fantasy, and it's no longer a fantasy. We force it into action. But here's the wonderful thing: when you get there, let's say it's the James Bond waterfall, you take your wife, or you take your husband. Maybe it's your husband's dream to go there, and you surprise him and you take him. But when you go there, and you want to go too, when you go there and you see that waterfall and you hear the birds and the sound of the water and that weather, the dream descends on you. It's a fantasy, and all of a sudden you say, wow, I imagined it, and here, I can't believe I'm here. So that's the reward of doing all that mundane action. And it, you know, if you see that, some of that things, I know Coach Lisa started making a list. If there's something you want to do, do it. Because anything that's in your spirit at that time and in your feeling, it's right for you. You know, you go to the waterfall, then you're in Jamaica, and you have a great time. You come back, you're more excited, you want more. So you take more courses and improve yourself more so you can make more money to go to more places. So, you know, so those fantasies can come true, but they're not going to happen, you know, without the action. Now, you say, can I really get what I want? And I remember my teacher, mind science teacher, Mark Raymond, there's four things. Does it exist? You know, does this thing you want exist? I mean, some people want to time travel. That doesn't exist. You can do that in your imagination. So that's number one. I mean, you know, yes, there is a James Bond waterfall in Jamaica. There is the Golden Eye Dam that Switzerland that you can bungee jump off. So you can do it, but some things you can't do. Right? I mean, okay, now number two, is it right for you? This is the question, okay? Is it right for you? Anything that adds to your lifestyle, that moves you to the next level of experience, is right for you, as long as it doesn't take away or encroach on anybody's property. That's the right thing for you to do at that time. You know, get the bungee jumping out of the way and then, you know, go to the next thing. It could be adding an additional room onto your house. Now, here's the important thing. Can you see yourself doing it? Can you see yourself there? You know, maybe it's right for you and it does exist, but you just can't, I can't believe I'm going to be in that waterfall. I just can't see it in my mind. So you really have to see yourself in your mind, and that's part of the meditation visualization you can do before you sleep or go to your hypnotic level. The fourth thing, it's the most powerful. Can your subconscious mind accept it? Can your subconscious mind believe it? Okay, so you can see yourself there, and it's right for you, it does exist, but sometimes we just can't believe it. Okay, so we have to program our mind and believe it. Some things we can easily believe. Yeah, I can do that. Just got to get the money together and get the schedule and get the 2 weeks off work. And okay, you know, we all these missions take money. And, you know, all the years I've been watching celebrities, you know, I like to hear them talk about movies, but I also like to hear them talk about lifestyle. And they always ask, remember Merv Griffin, he always asked, one thing he asked is, did your parents live to see your success? I thought that was a nice thing to ask. I always remember that. But Merv Griffin always asked, well, what's it like to be rich? And all the celebrities, they all say, well, money's not everything, you know, and it's not the important thing, your good health. Well, of course, you know, but we want the answer. And a long time ago, I heard George Hamilton answer, well, being rich is a state of mind, isn't it? And that's all he said. And I started thinking, state of mind. Yeah, that's right, you know, because you can have money and not feel rich, you know. I mean, there's lots of stories, people with $1 million and they won't go to the hospital because they don't want to save the money. I mean, you know all those stories. My hometown, a woman wouldn't send her daughter to the hospital and they found $100,000 under her bed when she passed away. So, you know, that kind of thinking, it came from Europe during the, you know, the kings and peasants days. And 95% of, you know, the people were farmers or merchants and working the land, and they were poor. And then they had the church, as you saw those big cathedrals, very rich. And then they had the state, the king, the queen. And the armies are not actually big enough. As you know, when they have big revolutions, the armies are not big enough to control the people. So the kings were in league with the churches. And they said, you know, keep the people working the land, keep them calm, you know, so us rich guys, and we'll keep giving money to the church, and, you know, let us rich people enjoy being rich. So that's where the church started doing those Bible things about, you know, it's great to be poor, the poor will inherit the earth. But there's also lots of prosperity things in the Bible that was, you know, that was never taught. So those Europeans, of course, they came to America, and they brought those same beliefs. Money's bad, rich are unhappy, the poor are the best. So those are those, and you know, a lot of us descended from that, or you know, grew up in that, and we're programmed the same way. So now, finally, my hero, they asked Michael Caine, Merv Griffin, what's it like to be rich? And Michael Caine said, it's great, everybody should get a piece of it. So I thought, wow, that's okay. And then the idea, piece of it, like the Sidney Poitier movie, piece of the action. You know, you don't have to have millions of dollars. You know, maybe not be able to live on the Riviera, but maybe you can visit the Riviera, you know. So then we have our human needs. There's four basic human needs, and we should be aware of them. To survive is number one, you know, having enough money for food and shelter. Number two, to feel needed or important. Okay, and you need that circle of friends to feel needed or important. It's just a human thing. To love and be loved, you know, family, of course, husband, wife, lover, even a pet, dog. You know, you love the animal, and you're loved by the animal. So, and we have to have variety. Okay, now without those four things, our minds become bored and unbalanced, and it's a proven fact. And usually variety, you know, a lot of us, well, we're lucky, you know, we can usually survive. And in some aspects of our life, we feel needed or important. We have family, friends, love and be loved, but we forget about variety, the spice of life. So mix it up there. So anyway, the Chinese, you know, for your mission, take that first step now. And the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step, that risky leap of faith. As a man wanted to materialize a Cadillac, materialize it out of thin air, he was in a class, in a success class. The teacher told him, well, get some brochures of the Cadillac and start studying everything about him. Get some books. The guy studied everything about it and put the picture on the wall of the Cadillac. And he says, then go to a Cadillac dealership and sit in a new Cadillac and get the feel of that leather and the smell, that new car smell, and get the feeling. So he went to the Cadillac dealership, and he was telling the salesman everything about the car. He knew more about the Cadillac than the salesman. It was the manager, turned out. So the manager said, wow, why don't you come work for me? Yeah, selling Cadillacs. And I said, yeah. So the next day, the guy drives up in this old car, and the manager says, I can't have one of my salesmen driving that. Here, take your pick of Cadillacs. So There's the guy got it. That's how he visualized and materialized the Cadillac. You know, there's not a blinding flash of light and suddenly your goal appears in front of you. God works through people. You know, the magic works through people. So all of this is going to work through people. There's not going to be some magnet force. The magnet is going to attract the right person. So, one of the most important things on a job is getting along with people. As we go to bond on the job ideas, they said that 70% of your effectiveness at work is how you get along with people. Only 30% of it is your job skill. And a computer friend of mine says, I think he managed 20 programmers, and he said, for me, 90% or 95% is how I get along with people. And only 5% of it is a job skill. Okay, in the long seminar, the 8-hour seminar, I cover hotels and how to check in and out. And remember, I had my short 90-minute tape. I gave it to an acquaintance I know here in Japan. When I saw him again, he said, "Oh, the tape was pretty good, but I don't know about checking in and out of hotels." And then I was doing an interview. I thought, for me, I had to learn, when you start going to those big, giant Vegas hotels, and I had to learn a lot of things. And then finally, I was doing a radio interview, and the man, this jockey said, that section on hotels that you wrote about. And I thought, oh, God, here it comes. And he says, I've been to every hotel in America, and your part on hotels is right on. So that's good. So you should, we have a lot of that on the James Bond Lifestyle Seminar page on Facebook. But the thing about hotels, especially with your family, Bond girl, use the valet parking always, especially those big giant hotels. The parking structure's far away, and you got to wheel to the next building, and you got to wheel your luggage, and you got to dodge cars that are trying to park. At least drop your family off, but in most cases use the valet parking. There's a lot of tricks to hotels. Number one that I'll give you is always have your reservation paper in your pocket. You guys wearing a jacket, have it in your inside pocket, folded three folds. Now, I always, from that, what I learned, I'll tell you the story, but I just hand them my reservation paper. You print it out. One time I was going to Disneyland, no less, and I had my reservation paper in my pocket. I used to carry it in a suitcase, and then I started moving it to my pocket. And after this experience at Disneyland, I didn't realize that people actually do lie, and they go up to a counter and they say, I have a reservation, and they don't really. So there was actually a line, and it was the Disney Pier Hotel. I recommend that one. I like that one. And this is in Los Angeles, and there's the regular Disneyland Hotel and the Californian, and I've been at all three of them, but I like that pier. You can look that up on the internet. But there was a line. Usually there's not, and I guess it was, some kind of weekend that I wasn't aware of being freelance. So I got up there, and I had two rooms booked, so I said, two rooms, often my name, Kiriazi, it's hard to spell, and I always have to spell it, and sometimes, the reservation's misspelled, or the computer's got it someplace else. Happened a couple of times, and then I got the reservation number, and they can find it. I got up there, and I said, yeah, it's room for two, Kiriazi, Paul Kiriazi. She types, she looks, says, nope, it's not here, and then she looked past me next. I mean, she looked right at Disneyland, the happiest, friendliest place, and just next. And she just, mentally and with her eyes shoved me aside. So I reached into, thank God I had the, I reached into my pocket, pulled out the reservation. I could hear the Bond music going, and I gave it to him. And, it's on the Disney, it was mailed at that time. Of course, you print it out now. On the Disney paper, it said, yeah, welcome, here's the date, reservation, signed by the manager. And so the lady says, and then she went back to the manager. They were indeed sold out, but they had to give me a room, and they gave us the two most giant connecting suites. It was it was great. So that's just one of the tricks, because there are things you have to know about the hotels, but we don't have time for that now. The casino. Any of you go casino gambling? Here's, you know, you see James Bond. What was the movie where he's in Las Vegas? And he always wins. He gets on the dice table, he always wins. Baccarat, that's how it's pronounced, not Baccarat. Baccarat, he always wins. This is how you always win in a casino. You have a budget. You know, you're going to be 2-3 days in Las Vegas. You're going to see some shows. You got budget for rooms. You got food. You got transportation, taxis. Make a budget for gambling. Okay, whatever feels comfortable for you and adequate to however your play is. You like to play the slot machines or throw the dice a little. Let's say you got a $400 budget. Okay, and in the 2 days you gamble, you go up and down, and you finally lose, I guess you could say, the $400. Now, if you stay on your budget, you won. Because you had a budget for rooms, maybe the rooms was $500, and you didn't lose the money. You had a budget for the restaurants, you didn't lose it when you ate there, and you had shows, those $100 shows they have. You don't lose, take somebody, it's $200. You didn't lose $200. So the gambling is entertainment. If you stay on budget, you know, and make that budget last through your trip, you win. Of course, if you actually do win, you know, that's even better. So, okay. So anyway, that's a true Disneyland story. Now let's go to our image. You know, Bonds has this image, and it's very important. We all have self image. We have image in our job, an image we present to each other. And you know, there's Skinny D'Amato was he ran the 500 Club in Atlantic City, and he was good friends with Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, and of course, very best friends with Frank Sinatra. But he was down in Florida in a card game, and he won $1 million off the guy in a card game. And D'Amato was a real player. He knew the odds. He could read body language, and he was a great player. So he won $1 million, and the guy said, "You know, me and my family are ruined. I'm going to kill myself," the guy who lost. And D'Amato gave the guy back his $1 million and told the guy to stop gambling because he was way out of his league. Now think about that. He gave back $1 million. It was around 1952. So at that time, you know, that's $10 million at least. What would you have done? Would you have given the guy back all of it? Yeah, you know, guy says he's going to kill himself. Well, I'd give him back half. Of course I'd give him back some. But why didn't D'Amato keep $100,000 why did he give him the whole $1 million? Well, what happened? Remember, there's no computers, no internet at that time. The word spread through all the gamblers, all the way from Florida, all the way back up to Atlantic City where he lived, that D'Amato gave back this $1 million. And look at, the story continues to this day. This story comes from Grace D'Amato, his sister-in-law, and he got that $1 million reputation. So that's why he did it. That's why he didn't keep $100,000. He didn't keep anything. He wanted that image, because image was very important to those nightclub owners. Now, connected to that, Frank Sinatra in 1952 was down on his luck. You remember that period of his time before he came back with From Here to Eternity Academy Award, and he was married to Ava Gardner, who was in Africa filming the movie Mongambo with Clark Gable. And Sinatra was going to fly, and he was broke. He had the ticket, and he wanted to bring a gift to his wife, and he asked Joe DiMaggio, the baseball player, Skinny D'Amato, and Sinatra were there, and Sinatra asked Joe DiMaggio for $1,000 loan. Okay, at that time, that's $10,000 value. Joe DiMaggio was rich, and he says, "No, can't do it." So Sinatra went to the restroom. And Skinny said, "Well, why didn't you loan it to Frank?" And DiMaggio says, "I don't loan money to has-beens." So Skinny says, "Well, would you loan it to me?" And Joe DiMaggio says, "Oh, yeah, of course." So he gave it to Skinny. Later, on his own, he gave the $1,000 to Frank Sinatra. Okay, and he also gave Frank a solid gold watch, and he told Frank, this is to remind you that you're going to come back from being down, and you're going to be bigger than you ever were. And, of course, 2 years later, Sinatra won the Academy Award, became the biggest guy in show business, and for the rest of his life, he always played the 500 Club every year for free. Now, this story is very important. There's five things in it. The importance of a loyal friend, the power of a new watch. Remember, we talked about that, James Bond symbols for change. Doesn't have to be a gold watch, whether you buy it yourself or receive it, but the power of a new watch. The power of good words to a friend that needs encouragement. Okay, think of that. Now, this is the beginning of Joe DiMaggio's well-earned reputation as a cheapskate. And about 6 years ago, they had a big Joe DiMaggio book out and talked about how cheap he was and sacks of money he had, and he wouldn't help out his children or his son. And, you know, it all came out, but a lot of people stopped being, like my dad said, all the old-timers and some of the Italians were coming from a big Italian city. And he said a lot of the old-timers, they said, heck with Joe, we're not fans anymore. Okay, and the other thing we learned from this story is the paying back of help received in difficult times, which Sinatra did by playing the 500 Club for free. Now, here's the thing to remember on this whole story. Whether you're up or down, whether you help a friend or not, whether you're cheap or you're giving, you're always relating with people, and you're either building or destroying a career, building or destroying a friendship, or building or destroying your reputation. So, choose those acts wisely on that. Okay, you know, on the job, just a few things. I was in the Air Force for 4 years, and I was in the movie department and had to go at that time, draft. But the one thing, they had 30 days leave, and they actually had a leave class in basic training, and I learned how to legally stretch that 30 days into almost 90 by taking it in conjunction with weekends and three-day passes. And when I came back, there was always a check, pay. So it was a paid vacation. But after that, I never had a paid vacation because I've been freelance. So, you know, when I make money making a movie, and then if I, you know, take a vacation, go somewhere, it's great. But there's no checks waiting when I come back. So if you have a job and you do, in fact, have a paid vacation, don't take it for granted. You know, savor it. It's a wonderful thing that, you know, that paid vacation. You know, anything that we appreciate and that we take advantage of grows. Okay, now villains. I've said before, the ultimate villain is somebody who tries to talk you out of your dreams. And you know, there are many types of villains. We've got the time wasters that they just want to say, hey, one more drink, you know, one more place, let's go, and they'll just want to, and then, you know, it turns out they're killing their time for their appointment, and then when their appointment comes, it's, okay, see you later. I know a lot of stories like that. So be careful of the time wasters, you know, I mean, think about it. You could be, you know, if you're babysitting, I call it babysitting somebody, if it's a true friend and you're having fun, that's one thing. But if somebody who's really wasting your time and you know it and you feel it, you know, you're better off doing your own work, you know, watching a good movie, reading a good book, or being with somebody else. Be careful as you get higher up in this kind of teaching. Interesting. The first thing you're gonna see is and notice is how negative people talk, but you can't correct them. But you're gonna see a lot of people that want to be your quote student and learn from you. And you tell them all this information that you learned, and they never take any action. I call them the eternal no-action students. And all they want is the attention. I got a lot of stories of this, about that, from other friends who were helping them, and they never do anything, and they realize they just were digging on the attention. So, people, time wasters or people that bother you, here's the hard fact I had to learn. You teach people how to treat you. You know, if they come to your house and unannounced, and you said, "Hey, I'm busy," you know, and you told them, "Don't come to my house," and they come anyway without calling, or you say, "Please call," and then you let them in. You know, you're teaching them that even though you said you have to call, you're still going to let them in. And they take your car and they use up all your gas, and you don't say anything, and they do this over and over. You've taught them that it's okay to take your car and use up all the gas. And that's a hard fact for me to face, you know. I taught these guys. It's interesting, all the villains, I have a thing about James Bond, every garden is attacked. You know, and I think I covered that before. And anytime you do any project, a garden is going to be attacked by birds and ants and even the workers that you pay well. So you have to protect that that garden. And the sad fact is every villain in our life, with few exceptions, we've invited. We've invited them into our home. It was us. I got some really bad people on some productions. And I joked to my friend, "Is this your friend?" "No, he was your friend. You invited him, Paul." That's the hard fact to follow. So I think it's in the Bible that the devil cannot come into your house unless you invite him. It's all also folklore. Dracula, a vampire, cannot come into your house, cannot cross the threshold until you invite him. So. Those are the tough things to think about. Okay, we're wrapping this up. You can meet me at Facebook, James Bond Lifestyle Seminar. You can always, I'll spell my name for you, befriend me. I'm in here in Tokyo, and I love to see what people are doing and love to leave comments. And my name is spelled Paul, PaulKyriazi. And you can look me up there on the seminar page. I've told you before, they've got all the articles and James Bond rules, and you can just click around there and learn everything in the seminar. I also put a link where the 8-hour seminar CD download, you can download it all for $22.50, 8 hours, and it includes the hypnosis session, 15-minute hypnosis session, where you can clear your subconscious mind of the negative past emotions with the bad connected to the bad pictures. So you can find that on Facebook's James Bond Lifestyle seminar page. Now I'm going to end with this. M, the boss of James Bond, told James Bond at one point, "Your license to kill is useless unless you can identify your target." Okay, now paraphrasing that, you know, your license to succeed is useless until you can identify your target. So try to get, you know, this week, think about it. Get 3 goals. You know, a small one would be, you know, clean up your apartment and maybe get an extra piece of furniture. A bigger one would be, a job search or take some seminars or, you know, move up in a bigger way. And then, you're going to have a giant one that might take 6 months to do, you know, to take your family on a nice trip or, any of those large things. You know, here's a quick tip that all actors, agents know. If you can do 3 things in a short period of time, you are looked upon as being hot. You know, if an actor wins some kind of an award, has a new movie coming out, and has a new book, everybody says, "Wow, 3 things? He must be hot." So that's the power of 3. You can do that in a relationship. Your husband, he's got a birthday, and you have to make a nice surprise birthday for him. You find then within that 6 weeks, you take him to his favorite concert. And then a third thing, you take him to some place he wants to go. That strengthened. There's a power of three when three things happen, whether it's your image or whether it's a giving thing. So that's another thing. Very important here. Givers and takers. Bond is a giver. He saves the world. And how do you know if you're a giver or taker? And I read this, saw an interview actually, then the man who did a whole survey and a whole book on givers and takers, he said that 80% of men are takers, you know, and they'll take and take all year, then they'll take the family out on one little thing and then talk about it for a whole year. How do you know if you are a giver or a taker? It's very simple. You walk into a room of your house and you see a friend who happens to be there. You didn't know. And you say, oh, there you are. Hey, there you are. And if you say, there you are, like, hey, good to see you. You know, can I get you some coffee? What's going on with your life? If you say, there you are, when you see him in the room, you're a giver. But if you walk in the room and he's there and you say, here I am, then you're a taker. So how do you walk in the room and see that person suddenly? You know, is it there you are or here I am? Okay. And try to be more of a giver. Okay, thank you very much, Coach Elisa, and everybody in the chat room. And I know a lot of people clicked in on the archives, and I got emails. I really appreciate it. So I'll sign off by saying, when there's a challenge in front of you, ask yourself, what would James Bond do? And the right answer will come back. Take action. Improvise, adapt, and overcome. Coach Elisa, thank you. I'll turn the control back over to you.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Paul Kiriazi, everybody from Tokyo, Japan, calling all the way across the waters. It's about 9 o'clock p.m. there, so he will be jumping off shortly, finishing up his evening and going to bed. But we thank you so much, Paul, for all that you do for the Coach Lalisa Show. We thank you each and every concept and idea that you've taught us over these past 4 weeks. We know you've been calling into the show for probably about the past 6 or 7 months now, and we certainly, certainly appreciate all your wisdom and knowledge and experiences. Your quotes, your stories are absolutely phenomenal. I can see why you're a filmmaker. I can see why you're a film director, because you do have awesome, awesome stories. Thank you for your audio book that you put out, and I thank you for how you made something that people are so familiar with, and that some of us have grown up watching some of the James Bond movies, and how you turned that into a seminar, how you took out the best parts, you know, leaving the negative parts, but also not totally leaving them. You just taught on how, what not to do. And so I think that is just, I'm telling you, I'm amazed. I'm happy that you were able to present this at the Annex over in New York for a time period. We're very proud of you. We just thank God for your life and how he brought you to the show. And, you know, my sister and Pat and Kiva and others, you know, are constantly talking about how much, you know, you've given to us. And we are so thankful that all month long we've had you for February, all month, every Monday. You developed your seminar into a four-part series that you've done right here. We've learned about relationships the right way, the James Bond way. We learned about Bond and his money. You started out with 21 laws, 21 rules of living the James Bond lifestyle. And these are rules that you can apply every day to your life. So we encourage you to go back and listen to the archives. It's easy to find. All of the archives where Paul has presented, they are labeled in the archives for the Coach Lalisa Show. And if it wasn't labeled, you just look for the date of Monday. So he started off Monday, February 7th, and then 14th to 21st. And now today, closing out with the 28th, I did extend the show because I really wanted to give you a great closing. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Paul. It's really, and then today, I mean, so many things you talked about, you know, the basic human needs of people. You talked about goal setting, and I absolutely love those three things to do fast, because, you know, me and Adele, we're always talking about do it fast, do it now, do it right, do it better. So that is something I think I can apply every day. So we thank you, thank you, thank you, Paul Kiriazi. Okay, Paul may have had to hang up. You know, he's calling from Tokyo. and it is a bit costly. So we do thank him for sacrificing and making those calls from his phone. So he's in the chat room. I know he's in the chat room. So thank you, Paul. I know you had to get off, and we appreciate you calling and making that sacrifice. And it's not the first time you've done this each and every Monday. We encourage people. I have a copy of his audio book. You've got to get it. You've got to go to his website, PaulKiriazi.com. He's also on Facebook. Also, we want to, we had Saeed Brown, who has a show that she has to go get ready for. She was also in the chat room, and her show comes on at 9 o'clock. She also was in the entertainment industry, for those of you who do not know. So, I don't know, Paul, it might be kind of late for you. That's 11 o'clock there, your time, 11 o'clock at night. But you might want to tune into her show. Very, very, very dynamic woman. I've been in her presence several times. She's done seminars at our church for the youth. She wrote a book, Can Hip Hop Be Holy? And a couple of several other books. And she's also the owner of a women's entrepreneurial group. She has a motivational speaking company. Many, many great things she's doing. So you want to check her out. Saeed Brown. She does a lot in New York with all the major radio stations and other things. She's got a lot going on, but she's very humble and she's very sweet. So we thank her for just stopping by, Paul, to hear the show. When I posted on Facebook that you were going to be on today, she said she would listen, and she did. And so she stayed with us the entire time. So, and we're also going to get her back on because she has also produced artists and over her lifetime, and she has much, much information to share. We also want to thank Ms. Kiva Renee. She thinks she knows you, Kiva, that she met you before. Also, Ms. Patricia, we thank you for all the work that you do in helping the Coach Release the show. Thank you, Ivani. This is your first time tuning into the show. We welcome you, and we hope you continue to listen to the Coach Release the show. And again, Paul, you are amazing. Your information just absolutely stunning. And I tell you, I'm really stuck on those three things to do and the success. You said that in Hollywood, that was one of the ways they measured success for the actors, is if they could do at least three things, and they could do it in a relatively short time. Now, I've never heard that before, but I feel that I've heard it before. But that's good. That's good news. Good news, y'all. So there's a lot you can go and do. You can go, and my God, you can go set some goals. He gave us the pieces to goal setting. He said that you can ask, ask somebody you know. And then he said that you can give something in exchange for what you're asking. It's like if you go to the Mercedes car dealer, don't just ask for a Mercedes. Give them a down payment. Give them a plan. That's beautiful. Boy, I really like that. Wow. That's awesome. And then he said, after that, keep asking. Don't just, if one person tells you no, don't just stop there. Keep going. Ask again and again and again. So I tell you, it's been an awesome, awesome month. February is almost over, y'all. You got less than 20 hours. So make the rest of this month count. Remember, with every ending, there is a beginning. So there's something new, and there's a new beginning coming. So don't just look at it. And I know some of us are sad and the month is over, but all month we've been celebrating and all over the place in Black History Month celebrations. I've been to breakfasts, seminars, and you name it, church services and the like. And here we've had our own Paul Kiriazi right here to share with us, making ourselves better at what we do, more successful. I love how he talked about, if we would go on and take the risk, if we would go on and, make those improvements, we will definitely have that, you know, a lifestyle that we can be proud of, a lifestyle that we can definitely enjoy, and then take action, he said. Take risk, take action, and make improvements. That's how you can get somewhere in life. That's how you can get there. So you just said so many things, Paul. I mean, when you talked about, you know, bond and his money, you've given us tips on how to manage our money, how to see money. And, you know, people got to realize that our perception determines a lot of how we end up, our perception of things in life. So that was good. That was good. Talking about those villains, oh, that was good. That was hot, Paul. I really like that. I really like that. You said there's those people that, you know, how do you see yourself when you walk in the room? Is it how you doing, what's going on with you, or here I am, y'all. So we got to watch that. And I want to definitely make sure I don't, you know, get into that, get out of that lane. It's like the young people say, don't get in that lane. Don't get in that car. I don't even want to get in that car. I don't want to be in that lane. Speaking of lane, good morning, Tina Lane. How are you? How are you? I know you were trying to call me yesterday. I was on a bit of a journey over the weekend, an unexpected journey. Paul, I felt like James Bond. I was on a mission, a secret mission. I feel like I was on a secret mission over the weekend. But there's a lot going on. So good morning, good morning, good morning, Tina. If you have a comment or a question that you would like to make about maybe you've been tuned in all month to the four-part series and you have a question or a comment, please raise your hand. Just hit the number one key, and I will open up your phone line. Also, definitely want to let you know about if you desire to write. Now, I know Paul can't be with us on March 12th. I wished he could be there. However, because of technology, I may find a way to patch in some of the stuff that he's talked about into the into the convention on March 12th. So I'll be talking to you about that, Paul. Maybe I can record on one of the shows. You'll talk about the publishing of an audiobook. Just, you know, very something very brief, some kind of key points, and then I'll patch that in because I know there are a lot of people in the room, if not everyone there, will be wanting to get an audiobook of their book. So, for instance, I would like to have Release Your Power as an audiobook and also God's Plan for My Success. So I'm sure that almost every other author, if not every author in there that doesn't already have their book as an audiobook, I am absolutely certain that they would love to get it done. And if this is something that, a service that you can provide, Paul, we would definitely love to work with you to get that done. I know your time is tight and I know you're busy producing movies, but if we could get our books, if you have an awesome voice, so if there's something that you can work on with us, we would definitely love to discuss that with you. So I'm excited to be able to share. I would love to be able to share with people who are planning to come to this event, learn how to do an audiobook. I think that would pack the house, Paul, if I could just even say that that's going to take place. So all you have to do is tell me, yes, look, even if you type it up and just send it to me in a typewritten format, email it to me, and I'll record your words, and then I'll play those during the convention to share with people. So just like some basic things that that they would do, and then promoting the fact that if you were able to help us with this, or if you had a United States partner that could get this done for us, that we would love to work with you because you've been so supportive of this show, and we would just definitely love to have you do that for us and financially be able to support what you do. So we just so happy about that. But anyway, so March 12th is our first international, and Paul, you would really seal the international deal if I could, you know, tap you into it. You would really feel that deal so well. As a matter of fact, you were what I had in mind when I used the term international, but the radio show is international because it's on, well, everything you do on the web is international, so just know that. But so the first international Northeast, because it is the Northeast of the United States, so the Northeast Christian Writer and Publisher Convention. We've been talking about it. We got people lined up to come. It's on March 12th, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning to 3 p.m. at the Wyndham Hotel in Newark, New Jersey, on Routes 1 and 9 South. Just right there before you get to the Budweiser. On the other side of the highway is the Newark Airport, and it's right there at the wonderful hotel. That's where we're going to be. We have nice meeting rooms. We're going to have some authors there with book tables. We have Pastor Rebecca. We have Dr. We have Pastor Johnny Caldwell coming. We have author Linda Wiggins Edwards. We have authors Elizabeth Allen Patty, all the way from Philadelphia. We have Minister Elaine Haskins. I believe she's going to be there, coming all the way from North Carolina. We have Miss Virginia Dancy, also coming from North Carolina, and she's writing a book. She's in the process of finishing up her book now to publish it. Author Sharon Wells will probably stop by. She has a brand new book she just released, just came out, Broken Promises. We also have Deborah Davis. She has her powerful, powerful book. Her book is My Daddy, the Devil, and Me. Powerful, powerful. She's been traveling all over the country, so I hope she's still able to come. I have been seeing her on Facebook, and as far as I know, she is still coming. We have director Joshua Coates, also another movie director, coming from Philadelphia. He's doing phenomenal things with a couple of movies that he's working on. Iniquity, that's already been filmed. They just filmed that in December. And they are about to release that. They're having, actually, they'll be in North Carolina doing a big launch, premiere-type launch down there, and some other things. But he is supposed to also be stopping by. Mr. Howard Scott. Oh, wow. You don't want to miss Howard Scott. Here's a man that was the editor and CEO of a weekly newspaper that ran for years in the city of Newark. He knows absolutely everyone in the state of New Jersey and around the country. He ran a very, very thriving, successful newspaper. Some of you know Twin Visions. Very, very dynamic. He's made millions of dollars in his lifetime, and he's lost millions. He has a story to tell. He's already put it out there, so I'm not sharing anything that he hasn't already told, because he does talk about his bout with addiction and how he lost everything, but how he found the main thing. He found God. And he is also, he wrote a book, Seeds. He's going to be there. And there are some others. I don't want to leave anyone out, but I'm not looking at the flyer. I'm just trying to remember who all is coming. Other authors, Miss Kelly Willow Weaver is also going to be there. She has 4 books out. She actually is co-organizing this whole convention with me, along with others like Tina and Pat and so many others that have been helping to get the word out. I ran into Mildred Crump on Saturday morning. She has agreed to send the flyer out to her entire contact list. And also she made a substantial donation to the event, and we thank her publicly for that, because she thought it not robbery just to pull out her checkbook and write it. Even though she can't be there, she will be out of town that weekend. So we're very, very, very pleased and thankful for people like her. Also, and I don't know her from school. She was never my teacher. We don't go to the same church. I met her in a drugstore one day, and just shared my book with her, and she said, I'm going to support you, young lady, and she's been supporting me ever since. That's 6 years ago. So when you talk, Paul, about, you know, taking action, it took a risk for me to pull my book out and share with a woman in the CVS right here in Hillside, the town where I live. I don't know this lady. I had heard of her. I've seen her on TV. I had seen her in the news. She was a councilwoman for years and years and years in the city of Newark. But this woman and I never had a conversation. I knew she was Mildred Crump. I knew she had ran for office. I knew I was at a career day once where she spoke, and that's how I learned a little bit more about her background in terms of her having been in the school system or whatever. I never worked at City Hall. I never worked in city government in New Jersey. I just knew who she was. I had the book, and I said, took a risk and shared the book with her, God's Plan for My Success. She looked at the book. She opened it up. She looked in it, and she said, you know what, I'm going to support you. Give me a call. And I said, I don't have your number. She gave me her business card, and that was 6 years ago. And so, but I've seen her since then. We've talked. We've actually preached on the same program. I've been at a couple of meetings since that time with her. But I'm just saying all that to say, you, when we talk about taking risk, taking actions, we're not just talking from a psychology book. It's not just about something we've read. It's about what we've lived, and we're sharing with you and how to do it. So March 12th, be at the Wyndham Hotel. Get your book written. And, you know, you have a book in you. I see now that almost everybody and their mother has a book publishing, writing, seminar, workshop, or whatever. Here's the beautifulest thing about this one. For $30, people are looking at, when I share people the flyer, they're like, are you kidding? I'm going to get all this for $30? And, you know, I say, yeah. And people say, you know, that's a lot of stuff. I'm going to... And I said, well, you know, it's coming out of the whole concept of freely I gave, freely you give. So the Lord gave it to me freely, and he gives me my He gave me all my talents and gifts. I didn't have to work for them. I didn't have to pay for them. He gave them to me freely. So, you know, he says freely you give. So we want to make it as affordable as possible. We understand the times that we're in as well. So we want to make it affordable, and we want people to really get, and you're going to get such a bang. If you just sit next to one author at that event, trust me, you're going to walk out of there with your way to get your book done. Why? Because every single author there is a self-published author. There will be a few authors there who actually went the traditional route to publishing, but the 99.9% of the authors there self-published. That means they did it themselves, and they can show you how to do it. That's the best kind of people you want to be around. Are people who did it, you know, you kind of been there, done that, and moving on kind of thing. So that's why we have an event like this where you have people who've been there, done that. And the same thing when I have other women's events, I try to invite women who are CEOs, who are leaders, but who have, they've walked the walk. And so therefore in the room, it really doesn't matter. So, you know, some places you go, you got to, you know, hope that you can sit next to the leader, and the, you don't have to do this in most of the events that I give, because everyone there is a leader in their own right and has accomplished much. And therefore, whoever you sit next to, you're going to leave empowered. You're going to leave inspired. You're going to leave with a plan. And all you have to do is add action to the – if you sit and if you take notes and if you talk to the person. Now, if you come – and you don't talk to anybody well, if there's nothing that's going to happen, I can guarantee you that. But if you come and you just have a conversation from the youngest person all the way to the eldest in the room. So we're excited about that. We're excited that March is coming. Spring is in the air. We thank God for Tokyo, Japan. And we know Paul has mentioned before that there's going to be some, I know we're planning to go to Tokyo, so we're excited about that. Tomorrow, look what we have for you tomorrow on this show. We have an awesome guest coming on the show tomorrow. We're going to get in touch with him today and get him on the show, Mr. Dean Cole III. I believe he is a singer, I do believe, and we're going to get him on. You know, Pat's been scheduling people. I almost feel like Oprah, y'all, for a minute there. I got an actual producer now. Who goes out and sketches people for the show. How? Hey, Pat, did you know that? You were a talk show producer. You see how things can happen overnight? One minute you could be this, and the next minute you're that. So we thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, I see in the chat room, Paul said he had to run out to the store before it closed. Awesome, awesome. Paul's, oh, see, I wasn't in the chat room for a minute, but I see there. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Paul. Well, y'all, Paul just agreed to help us with the audio book. Yes. He said he'd be happy to do it. He said, ask the right person, give something, and keep asking. Well, there you go. I asked the right person, and what we'll give Paul some money for doing our books. And wow. That is so, so awesome. Again, we want to thank you, Kiva. Thank you, Pat, for all that you do. Also, Kiva Renee has a show right here on Blog Talk Radio on Thursdays and Fridays at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Tune into her shows when you can. Also, Miss Elaine Haskins has a show now. She was tuning in to the Coach Lisa show for a long time. She now has her own show. Also, Miss Info Rhythms, who only tuned in for a couple of times, but she had been wanting to do a radio show or had done one before some years ago on the radio station. She now has a radio show here as well, Info Rhythms, on Blog Talk Radio. Look her up. They are all on Facebook. Also, we have Ms. Hopeful Walkenia also has a show. She's another person who for years and years wanted to do her own radio show and found that right here on Blog Talk Radio, you can host your own radio show. It's simple, it's fun, it's easy, and you can then develop it into whatever you want. If you want to take it high-tech, you can. If you want to keep it on the low scale, you can do that. You can do it. It's your show. You can do a show on whatever you want. You don't have to do it like anybody else. You can't say, well, Coach Lisa, I can't do this and that because like you, and I can't do what some... Get over it, people. Stop worried about what somebody else can do it like. That's the problem. You got to do it like you. If you try, you know, somebody once said, you'll always be a bad copy, but you'll always be an awesome 100% yourself. That's why you hear people trying to teach on the authentic you. Be authentically who you are. You'll never be 100% of no one else. You'll just be a bad copy. You know those, you ever seen those documents at work? You're like, why did they hand me a copy like this that looks like this? It's just a bad copy. And you would never hand that copy to a customer or a client. Okay, so be yourself. So do a show on your thing. Do it your way. You don't have to sound like Monique. You don't have to sound like Oprah. You don't have to sound like, you know, Coach K. You just sound like you. Do it on whatever topic you desire. And if you don't want anyone to listen to the show, well, don't tell anyone about it. They won't listen if you don't tell them. And if you don't want anyone in the chat room, don't open the chat room. Okay? It's very easy. You can do it on any topic you want to do it. I love Blog Talk Radio because I also see it as a way to test the waters. If you think you have a topic that people may listen to, well, go on and put it out there and see if you get an audience. That'll show you that, well, maybe I do have something interesting to say. Maybe I do have something that people want. You see, it could be, the radio show could be your first step to a book. If you see that you're drawing attention, it could be your first step to developing a children's program or a teen program to take into your high schools, or a business approach like Saheed Brown and Coach K and Versi Walker, who have products and services that they do take to professionals. You may find that out, but you won't know if you're not willing to take risk, take actions, and once you take the action, you know, leave the door open for improvement. Your first show may not be the Great American Talk Show. It's like your first book may not be the Great American Novel. But it may evolve into that. But what can you evolve into if you don't start? You won't evolve into anything if you don't get started. That's why I love when Paul and others say, the journey of 1,000 miles. You still got to make the first step. You got to keep on stepping through the storm, through the rain, through the hard times, through the financial difficulties, through the marital problems, through the breakups, through the children growing up. You still got to step and keep on stepping. Okay, all right. So thanks to Kimberly. Give a shout out to Mr. Evan, the show. You know, he's the author of a couple of audio books, you know, and he is doing big, big, big things with his teaching, How to Get Him to Propose. Also, want to give a shout out to Ms. Kimberly Denise Nix, also on Facebook. She's so, so, so supportive. Kimberly, I can't wait to meet you one day face to face. You have so supported the Code to Elisa show and the Release Your Power. You know, Release Your Power is now a legitimate bona fide program. And if you would like to know more about that, please call me at 888-714-7776. Or if you would like to bring this program to your group of women, it's an empowerment program. So if you would like to bring this program, empowerment, motivation, and it's that action taking that Paul was talking about, if you would like to bring this program to your group, please let me know, or to your job or to your company. Talk to your HR director, and I would be more than glad to sit down with them and discuss the Release Your Power program. It's very powerful. It's very dynamic. It will help people in their careers. It will help them in their personal lives, but certainly in their job, in their career. If they go through the program with me, at the end of the program, they would get a certificate, and they will also... through the program, you can purchase the book, and they can go through the book through the program. And so that's what makes the program unique and different from any other workplace empowerment program out there is the book Release Your Power, which has 8 strategies for becoming who you really are. If you know anything about a strategy is put into place, and it will... It's like helping you reach, it's like a goal, but it's just a big all-encompassing goal, and it's a strategy. It can be adapted, it can be adjusted. So we also thank Saeed Brown for tuning in to the show today. Also want to give a shout-out to Mr. Francesca. Francesca, good morning, good morning. I want to give a shout-out to her. Also want to give a shout-out to Lloyd and Alice. I know they often go back and listen to the archives. There are many, many people that tune in to the archives. They go back and they listen. Miss Denise in Cleveland, my good friend and partner. Thank you, Denise. And the others, I want to say hello to Miss Sierra. Good morning, Sierra. Good morning, Mia, my niece in Cincinnati, Ohio. She also on archives when she can. I want to say good morning, hello to all my nieces in Cincinnati, Ohio, Kelly and Gretchen and Kim. I want to give them all a shout out, and Damien, my nephew, and Drew. I'm so proud of what you all are doing, and Candace, we got to talk. So we're at the end of the hour and a half. Actually, I extended the show. So I love you all. We thank God for you. Tune back tomorrow. Very special guest. I definitely will talk to you later, Tina. Also, a shout out to area code 973-634. Okay, so that won't give the rest of the number. But anyway, give a shout out to both the 973 people. Don't forget to keep moving on up, and your goals will take you to the destiny of your dreams. See you later, Kiva.
For tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. But well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome, and you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move, and this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.